Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Bit of a late start this morning, but we got there, folks. Welcome to the show. Partly cloudy today, tops of 20 in both the city and the west. Our apologies for that. There is a lot going on in the world of sport, both here and around the world. In fact, in rugby league, vaccinations are still a hot topic. The battle for 7th and 8th is a debate that will rage right until the final round. The destination of our grand final is still a question that needs to be answered. And who'd like to be the groundskeepers at Suncorp Stadium and Cbus Super Stadium up there in Queensland this weekend? Of course, round 21 kicks off tonight in Brisbane. Do the Broncos have the away dressing room at their own ground for this one? Because technically it's a Knights home match at Suncorp. Kickoff for that at 7:50 tonight. And are you backing the Knights to be there when the top eight is finalised? They are a very different team, with Bradman Best and Kalyn Ponga both back in the side. Very different. They're 11th on the ladder, but they're equal with the Titans, the Sharks, the Raiders and the Dragons on 18 points as we head into round 21. So let me know your 7th and 8th teams this morning. Let's predict them a few weeks out. Who gets into the top 8 in position 7, position 8? 0457 736 736. Or give me a call, 1300 01 1170, this morning for our first hour. Scotty Sattler will be with me soon for our Thursday game plan as rugby league continues to survive in these craziest of times. Our full Olympic coverage will get underway at 10 o'clock, but last night in Tokyo, so close. Australia's Peter Boll, he's got us all in the palm of his hands. He had the world taking notice too after another stunning run, finishing fourth in the 800 metres.
Boll holding for the moment. The pressure's about to come on. Who strikes first? Carrer. Not sure how well Rotich is going. He's back in sixth place. Can Boll hang on? Carrer's at him now. Peter's got to hold his ground here. Amos is coming with a run. 150 to go. Carrer's taken the lead. Boll not done with yet. They're starting to sweep home at the back now. Carrer in front. Rotich very, very late. Kenya go 1 and 2. Poland 3, Australia 4. He gave himself...
Could we fall in love with any more of our Australian athletes at these games? Are we just absolutely captured by anybody else for the remainder of these games? Boll, another one. He had his teammates in the stands carrying support signs. They love him. His family is so important to him. They relocated from Sudan. Everybody now knows the story of Peter Boll. His fans back home absolutely going nuts. We love him. He's loving the experience.
Pete, congratulations. The tempo dropped out of the race early, but you had to then take up the running. Take us through the race.
I put myself in every chance. I think the only thing I regret is the last 100 tightening up a little bit. Other than that, we came here to win, and that's what I did. I tried to win it. We came short, but we're in the Olympic final, and there's more to come.
You've run fourth in an Olympic final. It's something you should be immensely proud of, especially with arriving at these championships. That was above your wildest dreams, wasn't it?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I'm pretty happy right now. The goal was to win, so we still have to reflect up on that. But at the same time, I think today, I didn't know if I was going to win, but I knew one thing for certain, that the whole Australia was watching, and that carried me on, so I love that part about it.
Are you aware of what you've also done for the Sudanese community? We know your journey from Sudan to Egypt to Queensland to WA, and you've inspired so many young kids at the moment.
Yes, to Ross, I'm grateful. To Australia, I'm thankful. And to everyone in Australia, because we're just human at the end of the day. So we inspired the whole nation, and that's the goal.
We're a little cheeky, Pete. We put some cameras in at your family. I'm going to turn this monitor around so you can have a quick look at them. I think they're all pretty keen to give you a wave. Check them out, Pete.
Oh, man.
Have a look at that. The whole family were there. They got together. They were cheering. Hopefully they'll see themselves on screen soon. They can see that you're seeing them.
That's my brother. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday. Look at that. That's the whole family. I can probably name every single one of them. I love you guys and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for following the journey.
It's absolutely brilliant what you've done, Pete. Everyone in Australia was all talking about how great you've been, mate. You're inspiring many, many youngsters out there. Congratulations on what you've achieved. You've been outstanding.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
It's great stuff. He is a great story, but heartbreak in the women's 3,000 metres steeplechase. Genevieve Gregson ruptured her Achilles on the water jump. She was stretchered from the track. In fact, she was out in a wheelchair and ended up in a full-blown cast. All of this on her 32nd birthday. Can you believe it? Terrific stuff from Lyndon Hall and Jessica Hull going through to the final of the 1500 metres. So we've got two Aussies into the final. We're the only country with two representatives in this medal race. Jess breaking the Australian record along the way.
Jess is having a fabulous run. She just has to hold her form from this point in, Bruce, and she's doing that.
So Kipyegon, who comes into this as an overwhelming favourite because Hassan goes for a different type of thing here, going well behind her, and Hull's had a fantastic run here. This time is going to be really, really quick. I wonder if she'll break the Australian record, Jess. Oh, she might have. She may have taken Lyndon's record off her.
Wow. And doesn't she look happy? And so she should. Not only an Australian record, but she is.
Yeah, that was great stuff. So Lyndon Hall, Jess Hull into the final of the 1500. The men's 200 metres final last night. Showtime again. But this American 17-year-old wunderkid, Arian Knighton, will have to wait after Canada's Andre de Grasse finally got that individual gold.
Off they go, Dwyer, Fumballer, away well, Benarik, as you'd expect, to Grass. Lowell's okay, Knighton's not too far away on the bend. Into the straight, Benarik just led, to Grass goes after him. Lowell's going better than Knighton, starting to wind up. Lowell's just in front, to Grass is going to do it, I reckon. Yes, he is. He's got his fifth, and it's golden.
So there you go, Bruce McAvaney's call of that one. So it's day 13 of the Tokyo 2020 Games on the Olympic menu today. Our women's high jumpers will be in action at the Olympic Stadium. Nicola McDermott and Eleanor Patterson there. Nick is the first Aussie woman to break 2 metres. The men's decathlon continues. Now, Australia's Ash Maloney is second overall after day one of competition, but he is suffering badly. We'll hear from him a little bit later on. Cedric Dubler is also competing. Hurdles, discus and pole vault today. In beach volleyball, our Aussie pair of Mariafa Tacho Del Sola and Talika Clancy are in the semi-finals. That's huge. That begins at 11 o'clock this morning. Second round of the women's golf. Minji Lee is currently heading out on course right now. Her and Hannah Green are both 5 shots off the lead going into round two. There are semi-finals featuring Aussies in the women's K1 500 and men's K2 1000 at the canoe sprint. And of course, the big one, the Boomers v Team USA in the semis of the men's basketball. Now, we'll be taking you to the Saitama Super Stadium at 2 o'clock today, right here on SEN. Former Boomer Chris Anstey and Jared Waitley with special coverage on 1170 SEN. The text machine is up and firing. You can have your say. 0457 736 736 or give me a buzz this first hour, 1300 01 1170. Let me know who gets position 7 and 8 when the Premiership proper swings into the finals. Coming up, the Thursday game plan with Scotty Sattler.